This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. During a recent hearing of the House Appropriations Subcommittee, Secretary Jennifer Granholm would not acknowledge the administration's push for the removal of lower Snake River dams. But U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says they do recognize the importance of hydroelectric power.
I truly do believe that this is a hypocritical position for this administration to take because they're, as you know, taking many actions to force people into electronic vehicles. They're wanting to take away our use of fossil fuels, whether it's oil and petroleum or natural gas, driving us toward electricity.
But with that goal, Newhouse says, it makes no sense.
You know, they're working toward a carbon-free climate. How do we achieve that if we remove sources of baseload, clean, renewable, CO2-free sources of electricity? I just don't understand that.
Newhouse says we should do what we can to protect the salmon, but not this way.
I think it's a waste of our time and the government's time to be working against these very important pieces of infrastructure we have in our region. And we should be working as hard as we can to preserve them and move forward and increase our clean energy production and not decrease it.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the administration's apparent push for lower Snake River dam removal.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.